Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of May 2022. The Bible reading today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Today's article titled Monkeying with the Cosmos was written by Tim Gustafson. In the early 1980s, a prominent astronomer who didn't believe in God wrote, "A common sense interpretation of the facts suggests that a super intellect has monkeyed with physics, as well as with chemistry and biology." To this scientist's eye, the evidence showed that something had designed everything we observe in the cosmos. He added, "There are no blind forces worth speaking about in nature." In other words, everything we see looks as if it was planned by someone. And yet the astronomer decided to remain an atheist. 3,000 years ago, another intelligent man looked at the skies and drew a different conclusion. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" wondered David. Yet God cares for us deeply. The universe tells the story of its intelligent designer, the super intellect who made our minds and put us here to ponder his work. Through Jesus and his creation, God can be known. Paul wrote, "Christ existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth." The cosmos has indeed been created. The identity of the intelligent designer is there to be discovered by anyone willing to seek. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you can be known through your creation. I pray for those who don't see you. Please draw them to you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.